This is Dr. Wrongton Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, first name Sylvester, S-Y-L-V-E-S-T-E-R. The place of service, XL Skilled Nursing Facility. The date of service, 03/05/2024. The reason for consultation, hypotension. The HBI. The patient is a 67-year-old African-American male who had been admitted to Alameda Health Systems January 18, 2024, and discharged to the skilled nursing facility on January 27, 2024, period. At that time, he was hospitalized for elective C35 ACDF for cervical stenosis myelopathy. Next number, functional quadriparesis. Next number, neurogenic bowel and bladder, period. His hospital course was significant for the presentation of bilateral lower extremity edema on admission, new left lower extremity wound, and pressure injury to the right buttock. He underwent his surgery as scheduled without any intraoperative complication or changes to his neuromonitoring, period. Postoperatively, he was noted to be hypotensive with significantly worsening motor exam in all four extremities, period. He was then admitted to the ICU with a MAP goal of greater than 85 millimeters of mercury, period. At that time, he was started on levofed, period. He apparently underwent CT angio, lower extremity Doppler, EKG, and transthoracic echocardiogram, all of which were negative, period. The recommendation at that time was to hold his home antihypertensive medications and Lasix, period. He then had slight improvement in his strength on postoperative day one, but did not improve to his baseline, period. At that time, the decision was made to take patient for C2-5 posterior cervical decompression and fusion. He was then transferred to ICU to continue MAP greater than 85 and again maintained on levofed for approximately 5 days, period. He did experience episodes of hypotension and required normal saline, period. Patient was subsequently transferred to the skilled nursing facility where he has had episodic blood pressure changes, period. I was asked to consult for low blood pressure. The patient at this time denies any chest pain, although he has diffuse muscle tightness, period. He denies any shortness of breath, period. His past medical history includes that of congestive heart failure, next number hypertension, next number anemia, next number, history of DVT in January of 2023, which was completed with a course of Eloquus, period. Past surgical history as noted. Review of systems. He constitutional. He has generalized weakness. The gastrointestinal. He does not have control of bowels, period. The cardiac, he has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. The physical examination, his blood pressure is noted to be 96/60 to 80/52, pulse 70, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.2, saturation 98%. In general, he is alert and no acute distress. HEENT, head is atraumatic, pneumocephalic. Extraocular muscles are intact. Neck is supple, no hematomas. Oral cavity not examined. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm with soft systolic murmur. Respiratory, the chest reveals normal excursion. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiac, as noted, regular rate and rhythm, normal S1 and S2, period. The GI, bowel sounds normally active, no masses or tenderness. Extremities, no lower extremity edema at this time. Neuro, he has generalized weakness. Of note, the patient's medications were reviewed. Current medications include lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, milk of magnesia, 30 mLs every 24 hours, PRN, constipation, multivites, one daily, naloxone, nasal, PRN, ondansetron, 4 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN, oxycodone, 10 milligrams every 4 hours, PRN, Senna, 8.6 milligram, 2 tablets, PRN, constipation, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, HS, baclofen, 10 milligrams every 8 hours, PRN spasm, Dulcolox, PRN, carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams, BID, Benadryl, 25 milligrams every 6 hours, PRN, furosemide, 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin, 300 milligrams every 8 hours for neuropathic pain, lidocaine, external 5% patch applied to lower back 1 or 2 times daily. The patient is further noted to be on spironolactone, 25 milligrams daily. The plan, correction, the assessment, the patient is found to have intermittent hypotension, period. This most likely is related to medications, period. He has history of congestive heart failure, as noted, period. The patient is currently on both lisinopril and spironolactone, period. I will discontinue lisinopril at this time, period. In addition, comma, will reduce carvedilol to 3.125 milligrams BID, reduce furosemide 20 milligrams daily, continues spironolactone 25 daily. Given his diffuse muscle weakness, will hold atorvastatin. In addition, will follow his chemistries, period. Will further need to follow his blood pressure, period, over the next 3 days. Should perform vital signs Q shift. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.